That was the bebop classic How High the Moon, played by the fabulous Sonny Stitt. And no, you haven't tuned in to the wrong podcast. This is your host, Phil Overeem, with Rock Therapy. We're taking a side trip into jazz this week. And as you may know from hearing past podcasts, I kind of use rock as an umbrella term for anything that moves, anything that's got spirit, it's high emotions, that recognizes that life is to be lived. I know I'm sounding like a beat right now, but that's okay. We're going to go right into a man who was a big influence on Stitt. Maybe there's some controversy about whether it was he or Stitt that arrived at certain bebop principles at the same time, but it doesn't matter. This is Charlie Parker with his co-conspirators in bebop, Dizzy Gillespie, and the recently departed Max Roach on drums. It's a recently unearthed track from a Town Hall concert in New York City, 1945, the tune aptly entitled Bebop.
Thank you.
Bebop by the terrific trio of Charlie Parker on alto, Dizzy Gillespie on trumpet, and Max Roach on drums. 1945 Town Hall, New York City, recently unearthed. Next track is by a living saxophonist on alto, underappreciated probably a little bit even in the jazz world. His name's Arthur Blythe, and he's played here at least once in a group called The Leaders, a pretty fantastic show. I was there. And this is a recent recording of his where he's doing Stuffy Turkey, a Thelonious Monk track, a typical Monk title, and not one of the best-known Monk tracks out there, but very intriguing. Even more intriguing, perhaps, is the arrangement that Blythe has given it and the group he's operating in. Instead of a standard quartet, it's Blythe on alto, but then he's got Gus William Silas on concert grand marimba, Bob Stewart on tuba, and Cecil Brooks III on drums. So kind of an interesting setup there. No piano, no bass, but instrument substitute, and I think you'll really like it. This is Stuffy Turkey by Arthur Blythe. Thank you. Arthur Blythe Quartet doing Stuffy Turkey by Thelonious Monk. And speaking of Monk, here's a song composed in his honor, appropriately called Hat and Beard. It's by the great but very short-lived saxophonist, flautist, clarinetist, Eric Dolphy. And you will hear him on all of the reeds, Freddie Hubbard, Hubbard on trumpet, Bobby Hutcherson on vibraphone, Richard Davis on bass, and the amazingly precocious 17-year-old Tony Williams on drums. Hat and Beard by Eric Dolphy. Thank you. That was the amazing Eric Dolphy with Hat and Beard, written Thinking of Thelonious Monk. The next track features one of my favorite horn players. We're talking about Horns of Plenty, and this guy personified it. His name's Rahsaan Roland Kirk. He is the guy that's the logo for Vintage Vinyl in St. Louis. He could play three horns at the same time, counter melodies on the outside, drone in the middle horn. He can play two flutes at the same time, pretty much anything with a reed and make it sound good. He wasn't a gimmick, and he was blind. An inspiration to anybody, really. And this is a track, it's not really a Kirk track, it's a track by Jackie Byard, who's a great pianist who passed away fairly recently and was a kindred spirit to Kirk in a way that he could play modern and he could play pretty much as old style as you would ask, even going as far back as the 20s and before. And here they are together with Richard Davis again on bass and the fantastic Alan Dawson on drums doing Bud Powell's composition, Parisian Thoroughfare, which was originally designed to kind of sound like that, but Kirk and Byard bring that out even further.
Thank you.
Bud Powell's Parisian Thoroughfare, as interpreted by Jackie Byard and his group with Roland Kirk on reeds. And when you heard that horn section, that wasn't a section. That was Kirk playing all the horns at the same time. And really rackety, pretty much like a Parisian Thoroughfare would be. Speaking of the composer Bud Powell, here's a horn track with Powell playing piano. Very significant. It's 1963, which was late in Powell's career. He would die, I believe, 3 years later. And he suffered a lot of hardships that resulted in some inconsistency in his playing for the last 10 to 15 years of his career. But here he is recording with the great Dexter Gordon on tenor sax and his longtime bebop associate Kenny Clark on drums, Pierre Michelot on bass, a bebop chestnut, Scrapple from the Apple. And you'll hear Bud playing fantastically, as well as Gordon doing some amazing little things on his horn, too.
Thank you.
Scrapple from the Apple, Dexter Gordon on tenor, and the famed Bud Powell on piano. Our next track actually is under the name of Rand Blake, a great Japanese jazz pianist, but the saxophonist on the date is Ricky Ford, unsung tenor player who tends to do his best work, or it seems that he does his best work, as a sideman. I managed to pick up a couple of his own LPs as a leader this summer, and they were really good, but we're going to tone things down here. It's a track Blake wrote for a French writer who had been an inspiration to him. It's called Pourquoi Laurent. Thank you. Rand Blake with Ricky Ford on tenor sax, the track Pourquoi Laurent from the album The Short Life of Barbara Monk about the passing of Thelonious Monk's daughter. It's out of print, but man, it's a fantastic album, one of the best jazz meditations on death that exists out there. It's really a moving album, so look it up. And I haven't been very good at telling you about the albums that these tracks come from. I want to double back real quick on a couple of tracks. Dexter Gordon's track from earlier, Scrap on the Apple, from Our Man in Paris. Fantastic album from start to finish. And another Blue Note album, Eric Dolphy's Out to Lunch. I wouldn't call it quite appropriately titled because it's not that out to lunch. There's plenty of ideas in it. But it will challenge the more mainstream jazz listener. It's also on Blue Note. And that track was Hat and Beard. We're going to now move in to a series of tracks that are connected to perhaps jazz's greatest composer ever, Duke Ellington. And the first track is by an organization that's appeared here many times, the World Saxophone Quartet. In this particular incarnation, it's four saxophonists, and they are doing the track Come Sunday, which comes from Ellington's suite, Black, Brown, and Beige. And it's four saxophones unaccompanied: Julius Hemphill, David Murray, Hamiet Blewett, and Oliver Lake. There's no drums, no bass, no piano, just sax. Dig it.
Thank you.
That was the World Saxophone Quartet playing Come Sunday, composed by Duke Ellington, and from the album The World Saxophone Quartet Plays Duke Ellington. And the tracks Come Sunday from the Black, Brown, and Beige suite that Ellington wrote in the 40s. And it's appropriate that we follow that track with a couple of Ellington's own tracks featuring saxophonists who made their name with him. And that'll be this week's quiz, and I'll play them in chronological order. You're really going to hear a change in technology. The first tracks from the, if I'm not mistaken, the 1939-1940. The next track is from the 50s, and you'll really see a jump, as I said, in recording technology. Your quiz question is to identify the featured saxophonist on each cut, and I'll tell you the names. The first track's called Cottontail. The second is called Brown Penny. Answers on the other side. Thank you. That was Cottontail by the famous late 30s, early 40s Ellington Band, featuring, here's your first quiz answer, the great Ben Webster on tenor sax. What a solo. Very influenced by Coleman Hawkins, who we'll hear later on, maybe next week. And then that's followed by a track from the 50s from the record Blues in Orbit, a really cool record, which is really one of the first Ellington records made where modern technology really made a huge difference, real clarity of sound, and that certainly helps the main featured saxophone player on alto, Johnny Hodges. That saxophone solo just kind of pours out of his horn. Really fantastic. And while we're in that nuanced kind of saxophone mood, here's a track by Serge Shalhoff, a Russian-originated baritone saxophonist. And this is from his famous album Blue Surge with the underappreciated Sonny Clark on piano. It's called The Goof and I.
Thank you.
Serge Shaloff on baritone saxophone, Sonny Clark on piano, The Goof and I from Shaloff's Blue Serge CD, very well worth seeking out. And we're going to close out tonight's Jazz Therapy podcast with perhaps a trial of your patience. And I've been told that's one thing I'm pretty good at. It's also, though, a dedication to an independent student of mine. I do a class called American Pop, and this student's exploring the evolution of John Coltrane. I'm not sure where she is in that, but she's eventually going to get to some music that's going to challenge her preconceived notions of what music is. And while I'm not going to play Coltrane, I'm going to play one of his Living Acolytes track that this guy recorded just probably about 10 years ago. It also is a cover of my least favorite American popular music icon. She made it famous. Barbara Streisand. I'm not a fan. But this is the David Ware Group with Ware on tenor saxophone. Doing things to the way we were, I'm sure Barbara Streisand never imagined. And it's certainly in the spirit of John Coltrane, who many of you may recall took musical tracks that were a little bit corny and turned them into an adventure. So here we are, the David Ware Group with Ware on tenor sax, and listen to the great Matthew Shipp on piano on The Way We Were.
Thank you.
David Ware group with The Way We Were. Could you hear The Way We Were in there? He did a really nice job of staying within the free jazz world and still providing those of you maybe with a mainstream ear just enough melody to keep you interested. But here at the end of the podcast, I would like to welcome you into 2008. I didn't say that. And thank just a few people who have been encouraging me along the way as I get, I hope, a little bit better at these. James Combe, media specialist at Hickman High School in Columbia, Missouri, who's helped me with a lot of the technical details. Certainly several students, John Gruppe, John Hadusik, Claire Landry, Molly Truel, the list goes on and on. Students who are interested in music and talking about it. And also anybody else out there that's subscribing to this and listening to it on a daily basis. We will be meeting again here in about a week for a second round of Horns of Plenty. There's plenty out there, and I've got plenty to bring to you. And I'm going to throw in a bonus podcast that you can download if you want, that I'm sending out to the son of a friend who recently asked his dad, who's Warren Zevon? So I'm going to put together a little compilation podcast on Zevon. So see you soon. Thanks for listening.